Thungela Resources' first day on its own as the unbundled thermal coal assets formerly housed in the warm, sheltering embrace of parent Anglo American felt a little frosty. The shares, which were spun out in the ratio of one Thungela stock for every 10 Anglo shares held, fell around 10% today, no doubt in part to a report from a research firm called Boatman Capital, which argues that Thungela's environmental cleanup costs could be three times greater than the amounts so far disclosed to investors. July Ndlovu is Thungela's CEO and joins me now. July, thank you very much for your time this evening. I suppose the first question is, have you understated your environmental cleanup costs, which in your prospectus, as far as I can gather from reading through it, was 6.4 billion rand?
Thank you. Good afternoon. And it's an exciting day for us as Thungela, despite the start of your course. The only point I'll make about the report you're referring to is that the content in that report is deeply flawed. Is speculative, in particular around the central plank of their two conclusions. One, that we grossly understated our environmental reliability.
Yeah.
The point to be made here is that this is an industry-wide matter. It's not just a Thungela-specific issue. And the NEMA regulations that Boatman, the report is apparently based on, and they draw their conclusions, is not yet finalized.
Okay.
It's been a work in progress since 2015. In fact, the mere point of what they're doing illustrates the point that the industry has been making, that the draft regulations are not workable in their current form.
Okay, so
I must make this point though.
Yeah.
That your observation that we have provided 6.45 billion is an apt one. We have actually more than provided for what is required in law. Our provision is in accordance with the accounting standards, has been audited. We think we actually have been far more prudent in terms of the requirements of the law.
Okay. July, I don't want to belabor this point, but in your own prospectus, and you highlight the risks that could face the company, and they're extensive, but you say that under the National Environmental Management Act, the liability of the mine continues post-closure indefinitely, notwithstanding the issuance of a closure certificate by the relevant minister. I mean, that sounds like you could have open-ended liabilities, which could be quite nerve-wracking if you're an investor with maybe a long-term hope for Thungela.
You see, as we reflected on that risk, that's why we said that the draft NEMA regulations simply do not accurately reflect the accurate or likely sums that are needed to discharge for responsibilities.
Okay.
In fact, in some instances, they are arbitrary and overinflate what would be required. And yet the underlying liability itself has not changed.
Yeah.
And that's why we as an industry have been saying consistently that these regulations are not workable. And people forget that, in fact, government actually agrees with us, and that's why they've not been implemented since 2015.
Yeah, okay. Well, on Thungela's prospects itself. Now, the Financial Mail ran a story fairly recently where we quoted a few people. Daniel Sachs at 91 said, you actually can't give coal assets away, which is why he thought that the listing might suffer a bit of a sell-off on the first day, and I guess that's happened. But Xavier Prevost, who we also quoted, argues that you've got the best coal assets in South Africa, but the big question is, are you going to invest in these assets to extend the life of mine? Can you give any certainty at this stage what your plan is?
So I can't give you the certainty about whether we invest or not, because that depends on a number of factors. But the first one, the most important one, which is I think where everyone reaches their conclusion is they write obituaries for coal, is whether we've got demand for coal or not going into the future. And the reality, as we look at this in detail, and we've done a lot of work, is that, in fact, in the markets that we serve in the Far East, we see robust demand for coal well into the next decade. And this is not just a blissful hope on my part. Actually, it's reality. If you think about the age of the energy infrastructure in China, 13 years for power stations, 18 years for the rest of Asia, what's the likelihood that these power stations will be retired anytime soon? People say to me, oh yeah, by the way, these countries are going to produce their own coal in country. The same challenges that have stopped India mining coal in terms of bureaucracy, in terms of moving people, are still there today. In fact, are likely to become bigger. It just says importing coal is far more competitive, and that's where we see the opportunities.
Okay.
We have got attractive assets. We've got the optionality in the ground. We are in the right part of the cost curve. We've said that we'll reset our capital intensity. On that basis, we'll evaluate our LIFEX options to be able to decide whether we extend the life of assets or not.
When are you going to make that call, though?
We said very clearly we don't need to make that call before 2023. So that's the earliest we'd have to make a decision.
Okay. In the meantime, though, the expectation is that you're going to pay out a lot of money in dividends to shareholders. Is that expectation correct, especially what's been happening to coal, to thermal coal prices, which have had a very good run? They're sort of close to the 2018 highs, although they have come off. The futures have came off a little bit recently. But is that a sound expectation to get good dividends from Thungela?
We're thinking about this in a very prudent way. We said we'll pay 30% as a minimum from our operating free cash flows. But at the same time, what we also want to do is to make sure that we've got a robust balance sheet. We also have said very clearly what we want to do is to make sure we begin to provide for future liabilities in our green fund. Clearly, making sure that we've got a robust balance sheet is an important first step towards making those decisions. But what I must say that is that if we get to that point, and we don't have use for the cash that we're generating, which can enhance shareholder returns, we will definitely return those funds to shareholders. Our intention, as we have said, is to grow the dividend payout.
And just very lastly, you talk about balance sheets. Increasingly, banks are reluctant to fund coal companies. I mean, you've had, they've come out in public and said they don't want to actually fund coal miners anymore. So if you were to extend the life of your mine, would financing be a problem eventually?
We don't believe so. Initially, we would want to fund it ourselves, but should we require to fund it using external funding, we think we can actually create the right funding structures, in particular in the regions that we actually sending our coal to. We don't think that we'll fail to raise funding in that regard.
Okay.
By the way, remember, these are the same regions which are still building power stations.
Sure.
These are thermal coal assets. And Therefore, there is funding for thermal coal if you need it and you've got attractive projects.
Okay. Well, July, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much and congratulations on your first day as a public company. July Ndlovu, CEO of Thungela Resources.